Welcome to Fluent and Chill. I'm Anthony K. I'm here as always. Chilltown Hoops, Jermaine. How you doing, man?
What's up, brother? Football season, basketball season. You know what it is.
We're in the thick of things with the NFL. We're starting to see some kind of playoff. Who's going to in, who's out. But the last couple of weeks have been, there's been some surprise upsets. We'll talk about some of those. There's been some teams that we thought were done. They got new life.
Yep.
We're going to talk about the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
They made some moves again, mm-hmm. right? Obviously in the offseason, picking up Matthew Stafford. Then they pick up Von Miller. Most recently, OBJ. So we're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about last week. We made some picks. We're going to talk about the ones that neither one of us got right. There's only a few. There's only a couple neither one of us got.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make our predictions. We were asked on TikTok Live to make our AFC and NFC predictions. So we're going to make those with a little bit more in depth that we couldn't go into during the live. And of course, we're going to make our picks for week 11. Are we week 11 already?
Already. We're half the season already over.
You know, as much as I get excited that we're getting, you know, getting ready for the playoffs, I'm crazy that I start to think, oh, that means the season's almost over.
Yeah.
So it's already week 11. We're going to talk about that. Before we do, last time we were on, I had a shirt that said Fluent in Sports. Mm-hmm. Someone asked me, hey, where'd you get that? So for those of you that were asking, Boardwalk Los Angeles, Boardwalk LA, there's a link in my bio that takes you to them. If you use the promo code Fluent, you'll also get a nice deal. You got 10,000 different shirts, hoodies for men, women, kids. It's pretty cool. I like it. I order their stuff. It's good material. It just so happens that they had one that said Fluent in Sports. So I was like, obviously, I got to get that one, right?
Got to get that.
Got to get that one. All right. So let's, speaking of Los Angeles, let's go west. Mm-hmm. And talk about the Rams who, listen, coming into the season, we thought, hey, they got Matthew Stafford. We both agreed that I think that was an upgrade from Jared Goff. And those were going to be the guys maybe that compete with the Bucks for the NFC title.
Right.
Then they pick up Von Miller. And we think, uh-oh, you know, that pass rush is going to be intense.
Mm-hmm.
Then what a strange the way the world works. Then they come out of nowhere and sign OBJ, because let's be honest, that wasn't one of the teams you were talking about.
We wasn't even talking about that.
And what happens? Yeah, of all the teams, we never said that. And then what happens the next day or whatever, a couple days later in practice? They lose Robert Woods for the season.
Done. Tore his ACL.
Tears his ACL.
Finished.
However, their first game didn't look so good.
No.
They took a pretty bad loss. And more importantly, your 49ers looked like they just manhandled them. In every aspect of the game, the running game, they just ran over them. I saw George Kittle pancaking, I think it was Von Miller.
Yes, sir.
And they replayed that clip a lot. And then, of course, the memes come out with OBJ's asking for a trade.
He wants
out. Look, he didn't even play a lot. Let's be honest. He doesn't know their playbook. I didn't expect him to play a lot in the game one. Is there a big issue in L.A.?
Well,
or is this just a...
I don't know if it's
two bad games in a row, right?
I don't know if it's a big issue more than it is them pressing. You know, Tone, they put this team together to not win in 5 years or in 3 years. They put this team together to win right now. That's why they traded for Matt Stafford. That's why they picked up Von Miller in free agency. That's why they picked up OBJ, ODB in free agency, because they're trying to win right now. They pushed all their chips to the front of the table. The problem is when you put groups together like this, it's going to take some time to work itself out. Now, there's going to take some patience with this because ODB doesn't know the playbook.
OBJ.
Actually, it's ODB.
Is it ODB?
Think about his name.
Odell Beckham. Well, I see. Oh, okay. But we know who OBD is.
Right. There's a difference between ODB and OBJ.
You know, God rest his soul. But
okay. So we'll go OBJ. No problem.
You're probably grammatically correct, however. Right. Though, yes.
So we'll probably go. All right. We'll go OBJ.
Let's go OBJ for him. Yeah.
Right. So with that being said, Tone, this group, it's going to take some patience. Only problem is there's not a lot of season left. That's number one. And this team is built to win right now. So the notion of them being patient with this group, it's not going to be that way. Because when I'm thinking about, all right, Cooper Kupp has been rolling, right? Everybody's big on Matt Stafford. Tone, I really wasn't that big on him before the season started. And you and I had this conversation about him. And, I mean, we're talking about a guy who's like 35 games under 500 against teams over 500. You know, he's been he was in Detroit for 7 years and 8 years, I'm sorry. And in the 8 years he was there, he took this team to the playoffs three times and lost with Megatron and Pedigree. He had some weapons. So I wasn't sold on Matt Stafford. Now, I can appreciate what he's been doing with this offense, because they have been rolling. And that defense with Aaron Donald, with getting Von Miller, they're going to be better. The problem is that there isn't the timeline isn't that huge with this team. You know, like you just said, so we in the middle of the season. So this thing's got to work, and it's got to work now. It doesn't have to work in a year or in 2 years. This thing has to work right now. And I think that they're pressing, which is the problem.
So I'm gonna run this. Listen, I'm not suggesting that the Rams are smoking mirrors. I'm not.
I'll say you
know what I said about Stafford. I saw him, you know, twice a year in Detroit, and yep. And the excuse was always, well, yeah, it's because he was in Detroit, and Detroit just has a history of not being very good, and so they blame the organization, and they don't look at the quarterback. I said I didn't see anything in him that made me believe he could lead any team to a Super Bowl, because
you were not sold on that.
I'm not sold. You know, I said that. However, when I look, big names, big stats, that's great. But mm-hmm. I look at what's the outcome, right? Because I don't care if you put up 500 passing yards. If you lose, you lose. And mm-hmm. that's at the end of the day what matters. So since their win over the Bucks, they lose to the Cardinals.
Wait a minute, Tom. They didn't lose to the Cardinals. They got smoked in Los Angeles.
They get smoked. They get smoked by the Cardinals.
Let's make sure we clear on that.
Okay, they get smoked by the Cardinals. So their only really top team they play is the Cardinals, and they get smoked. Mm-hmm. Now, we've come to find out Seattle isn't a very good team. They beat Seattle. Mm-hmm. We've come to find out the Giants aren't a very good team. They beat the Giants. Mm-hmm. We know the Lions aren't a good team. They beat the Lions. Mm-hmm. We know the Texans aren't a good team. They beat the Texans. Mm-hmm. Their next test of a playoff-bound team is the Titans, and they lose. Mm-hmm. And then the next week, they get smoked by a team who we don't think is going to be in the playoffs, but it's a divisional game, but they get smoked by the 49ers. Mm-hmm. So when I say, is it smoke and mirrors? It's, well, yeah, their four-game winning streak was a bunch of teams, let's be honest, that aren't very good. Mm-hmm. And sandwiched in between that was, listen, I get it, the Bucks was a good win, but hey, Washington beat the Bucks, so maybe the Bucks aren't as good as we think either.
Right.
That being said, my point is, so they get smoked by the Cardinals, right. And then we think, oh, it's all good because they win four in a row.
Right.
Let's look at their competition.
Right.
Because their next two, again, against teams that are good, they lose. And they don't lose. They lose and they look bad losing.
Right. Absolutely, Tom.
So that's why I think, is there a bigger issue in LA than we know?
Yes, absolutely. Well, the first thing that's glaring to me is their run game. You know, Jefferson, he gets backup carries. If he's going to carry the football, because the last I checked, Tone, you're talking about great teams in the playoffs, Tampa last year. Their running game was huge, right? What they were doing in their running game was absolutely huge. So when I think about Jefferson, he's getting 11 carries. He's getting 12. Those are backup carries. If you're going to make any kind of noise in the playoffs, Jefferson's got to carry the football, and he's got to be effective. So what do you mean he's got to carry the football? He's got to carry the football 15 to 20 times, at least to open up that offense.
Yeah, you got to keep the defense honest.
Yes.
And if you don't run, if all you do is throw.
Right. So he's getting 8. He's getting 10. He's getting 11 carries. That's not going to get it done. Not with that group. Absolutely not. Not with that group, Tom.
So let me tell you the next 7 games, and then we'll get to OBJ again, because I want to finish off on him. Mm-hmm. So based on what we've seen now, right, how many do we think they can win out of these 7? So they got the Packers. Then they get the Jags.
They could beat them.
Okay. Then they're back to this gauntlet of the Cardinals.
I think they lose that again in Arizona.
If Kyler Murray's back, mm-hmm. if Kyler Murray is back, I think they lose that game. Then they get the Seahawks, who by then I think Russell Wilson's kind of back in his groove, so it won't be an easy game. I think they beat them, but it's a divisional game, so mm-hmm. it'll be tough. The Vikings, I think that's a win.
I think they beat them.
Then so they end the season. Then they end the season with the Ravens and the Niners again.
I think L and L. So three and four going down the stretch.
So they go 3-4 down the stretch. We assume that put 10 wins. I don't know. Is 10-7 enough?
Nope. That's not enough, Tone. Not
in the NFC. For a team that we thought, you know, Super Bowl aspirations.
Right. We're looking at a team that might not make the playoffs. That's a realistic possibility that they might, that they could miss the playoffs. That's a realistic possibility. You mentioned the 49ers. Just so you know, Tone, we've beaten them five straight.
Is it five straight now? I know that you,
I think since McVay got this job, we've beaten them every time we played them since McVay has gotten this job. So
here's the thing. I think 10 wins, gets you into the playoffs.
Are we sure?
Are we looking at the
Tone. Let's start with the NFC East. Who's the winner of the NFC East?
Dallas.
Okay. How many wins are they going to have?
12.
I think the Cowboys win 13 games this year. Okay. They win 13 games. The NFC South, that's Tampa. All right. Now, I think they win 12 games this year.
I have them at 11, but yeah, 11, 12. Okay. Sure.
I think they win 12 games. Now, the NFC East, NFC North, who wins that division? Green Bay.
Yeah, Green Bay, like 13.
I think they win 13 games. Absolutely. And then the NFC West.
You know, you see how hard it is for me to say?
Of course. Absolutely.
And then you got Arizona again with probably 13.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking 12 wins for Arizona. Yeah. So that's 12. So on average, that's 12 wins, right?
12 wins, yes.
All right. So now you got three teams left.
Right now it's the Rams.
Right.
And here's why I say at 10, they might have a chance. You have the Rams with 7 wins. New Orleans with 5, Carolina with 5.
Yep.
So that's like, because they have a 2-game lead, that's why I think 10 might do it, because let's see, New Orleans is now 4-5-4. Mm-hmm. So they have what, 7-8 games left. Mm-hmm. Are they going to be better than 5-3 down the stretch? I got to look at who they're playing. I don't know who they're playing.
Right. But. And in that division, too. So
I think 5-3 is realistic. So that's 10. Mm-hmm. Carolina. Who knows what you can get from Carolina? Excuse me. But they would have to go. They're 5-5. So they have 7 games left. So they would have to go 5-2.
Mm-hmm.
Look, they're a 500 team. More realistically, they're going to go, what, in 7 games, they're going to go 4-3, 3-4. So they're going to be at 8-9 wins. And then you go down, you know, again.
The 49ers.
You got the 49ers.
7-2. We got to go 7-2.
You got to go 7-2.
So
that's what I'm saying. It's
10, 11.
6-2.
6-2. I'm sorry.
6-2.
6-2.
So that's what I'm saying. Because they have the 7 wins, that's why I think even if they go 3-4 and get to 10, there's a lot of ground to make up. There would have to be a team. Like, what would have to happen is for them not to be in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans would have to win 6 of their final. They'd have to go 6-2. Carolina would have to go 6-1.
Mm-hmm.
Either Minnesota, San Francisco, Atlanta, or Philadelphia. Those are the 4 team wins. Let's use San Francisco. I think that's the best of those 4 team wins.
Right.
San Francisco would have to go 6-2 because they would have the tie break. To go 6-2, they'd have to beat the Rams again, so they would have the tie break. Mm-hmm. So they'd have to go 6-2. So that's a lot. That's a lot to ask of those 3 teams. Mm-hmm. So that's why I think they're still in the playoffs.
10 wins, man, in the NFC. I'm not saying I'm going to retract my statement that it's not enough, because I think I might have jumped the gun on that. But Tone, 10 wins maybe
it shouldn't be. Yeah,
10 wins might barely get you in.
And with the way it's going, right? With that, they're going to play. Who are they going to play? Arizona. Let's assume since Green Bay's won now, let's assume they stay 1.
Right.
So depending on where the Rams finish, like right now, I think they're facing Tampa. If they drop, they might face Dallas or Arizona. Do you have faith that the Rams could beat Arizona or Tampa? Dallas maybe, but Arizona or Tampa?
I do have, because I think about Tampa. They've beaten them twice. The last 2 times they played them, they have beaten Tampa. They've gotten
in the regular season.
I understand. Now, remember, Tone, Tampa lost 3 times to New Orleans. They get in the playoffs, and they get smoked. So I can appreciate when a team has another team's number, right? I absolutely can appreciate that. So, but with that being said, when you get to the playoffs, it's a different animal. So I wouldn't be surprised if, I mean, Tom's a different animal in the playoffs. We all know that. That's not news. Tom is a different animal when we get into the playoffs, but they've had their number the last two times that they've played them. So, but I can't bet on Matt Stafford because I've seen him time and time again in big situations. I don't think that he's that much ahead of Kirk Cousins when we're talking about prime time.
Oh, but yeah. I'm with you.
I'm not putting him head and shoulders above Kirk Cousins when the lights get brighter because I've seen him. I mean, Kirk Cousins is under him, but I don't think it's that much of a disparity between those two.
Oh, no, I'm with you 100% on that. And the thing is, bringing in Beckham, just Odell Beckham, just I don't think that, first of all, before the Robert Woods injury, I didn't understand the signing. Now with Robert Woods being hurt, I'm like, okay, now they have a number two receiver, but I don't like the fit. You know, I thought he should have gone to the Patriots.
Yeah, that was a fluke, though, to be honest.
That made more sense. So I don't think that's what I'm saying. It's a fluke, but I don't think, does that all of a sudden make them a Super Bowl contender? And I think the answer is, like, they were already a Super Bowl contender. Does it make them a Super Bowl favorite?
Right.
Vegas said adding OBJ made zero difference in their odds on winning the Super
Bowl. And they're right. And they're absolutely right.
They're right. They're right.
They're absolutely right. Because what this – first of all, we were already rolling offensively before he came over there, which means that we don't really need you. We don't need you. So
yeah. I'd like to see some changes in their secondary, not on the wide receivers. Yeah,
that would absolutely be good.
Like, because someone said to me, I was on Player's Choice, Gridiron, Tuesdays at 9 p.m. on Twitch, if you want to check it out. But they asked the question. They're like, "What does OBJ make them the Rams a favorite to win the Super Bowl?" I said, "Is he playing defense?"
No.
Because if he's not, like, if he's not going and playing as a DB, I don't think it helps.
Right.
So that's our situation with the Rams. I think that's a ship you're going to see a bunch of bandwagon fans starting to jump off. I think very quickly.
It's not going to take long either, Tom. Maybe
if they lose to the pack, if they lose to the Packers, you're going to see a flux of hey, I'm out. Ooh, my favorite team's the Bucks.
Yeah.
This is what happens. So okay. So let's talk about last week. We did okay. We did okay with our picks as we always do. A couple of games that neither one of us picked. The obvious one was Washington. I don't think anybody picked Washington to beat the Bucks. Just a bad game.
Not only was it a bad game for the Bucks, but I mean, Heinicke, I don't know what it is about the Bucks, but he comes to play against them. And I think losing Chase Young in that game really rallied them. They really got behind each other and they just got rolling defensively. Tom looked very pedestrian. You know, he started the game, two interceptions. I don't think that they came in there thinking that they were going to roll Washington, but they didn't look prepared against
I think, and we know this. This is why we say any given Sunday. I think Tampa came in thinking, we got this. Like,
yes.
They're not a good team. And Washington came in going like, this is our Super Bowl. Yeah. We lost to them in the playoffs last year. Heinicke played well, though. And they all really, like, they played their best game.
Yeah.
And when you come out, listen, I always say this, as you know, anytime someone says that player is ish or that team is trash, I always say this, just remember, there's a bunch of professional athletes out there. And if they come together for one purpose, even if it's just for one game, this is why we say any given Sunday, because they all rallied behind each other and anything can happen. That's why you have games like this. So I'm not too concerned with that one. The other one, though, and let's do the two that I think surprised everybody. Dolphins beating the Ravens, which I don't know anybody who picked the Dolphins other than the Dolphin fans, because the Ravens had just, especially with Lamar Jackson, had just rolled over the Dolphins in their previous meetings.
And on top of that, man, I know it was a Thursday night game, Lamar Jackson being from down here, the last time he came down here, I think that was the year that they won the Super Bowl. Not won the Super Bowl. He won the MVP.
MVP, yeah.
And he threw for something almost like 500 yards, something nuts like that. So I expected them to roll them, considering what Miami's defense was doing and what Baltimore's offense had done. I expected them to handle Miami, and they just didn't. They looked like a team that was flat. They looked like a team that was unprepared, and the outcome was obvious. It was obvious.
I'm worried about the Ravens. They've been very inconsistent, which makes me nervous. But yeah, they should have won. I think everybody agrees that. So other than those two, which were the obvious ones, the only other one we got was wrong. The only other one we got wrong was Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Neither one of us picked Minnesota to beat the Chargers. And I know you were very high on the Chargers, very high on Justin Herbert.
I got them in the AFC Championship game.
We're going to get to that.
Right.
So what happened?
Man, I think that the Chargers, just like the Rams, they look like a team that's also pressing. They came out of that break where when they had their bye week, they came out of that, they just looked slow. They looked lethargic. They don't look like a team that's sharp right now. Justin Herbert and Williams are not on the same page when they were 3 weeks ago. Keenan Allen looks like he's not sharp. Their run game doesn't look good. Their defense is still solid, but they just look like a disjointed group right now. And they got to get it together, Tone. They have to get it together. Otherwise, we're looking at a team where you and I just talked about this. It's going to take 10 wins to get into the playoffs in the NFC. I think it's going to take at least 11. You can have 10 wins in the AFC and be on the outside looking in.
So let's take a look at that, because we were asked, like we said, to make our AFC Championship game and NFC Championship game prediction. So we're going to do that. Mm-hmm. Let's look at where we're standing right now in the AFC, because I think you've got, I can't believe I'm about to say this, you've got Tennessee. Tennessee?
They're the class of the AFC. They are the class right now.
At 8-2, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And the last 2 weeks without Derrick Henry, and for the rest of the season without Derrick Henry. And then it's a big mess. And then really it's a big mess because you got Buffalo at 6-3, mm-hmm. Baltimore at 6-3, mm-hmm. Kansas City at 6-4, mm-hmm. Pittsburgh at 5-3, New England at 6-4, the Chargers at 5-4, Las Vegas at 5-4, Cincinnati at 5-4, mm-hmm. the Colts at 5-5, Cleveland at 5-5, Denver at 5-5. Like, you get down to 12 and you only have 7 spots.
Right.
With the exception of Tennessee. So you have 11 teams that are separated by one game.
11.
In wins. 11 teams that are 5 or 6 wins. And then listen, let's be honest. I think Miami at 3, the Jets at 2, Jacksonville at 2, Houston at 1. Okay, they're done. Mm-hmm. I think it's safe to say they're done.
Forget those
guys. So it's either going to be you need to go on a run, like you say, right, and win 11 games, or it's going to be real messy. And it's going to be, you're going to have a 9 or 10 win team in the playoffs, but it's because everyone's going to be at 9-10 wins.
Well, that's what I was thinking. So you get to the end of the season, we're going to have, at the last week of the season, we're going to have something like Pittsburgh needs to lose, Tennessee needs to lose, Baltimore needs to win. They need Cincinnati to either lose or tie. And then we need the Chargers to, in order to win a division, they got to beat Kansas City, or they got to beat Denver, and Kansas City's got, it's going to be something nuts,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it's very messy, and people are going to have to figure out what the tie breaks are, because that's also not really simple in the
right
NFL.
And well, you just said it, Tom. Confused. The teams that you just said, you're talking about 11. That's almost, that's over half the conference, not the division. Half the conference.
The conference is 16 teams.
Right.
You've got 7 playoff spots.
Right.
And with the exception of Tennessee, who, let's be honest, even at 8 wins, they're not out of reach. But I mean,
they're only 2 games up.
Yeah, they're only 2 games up. You got 11 teams with either 6 or 5 wins, which is right. I don't remember ever seeing that.
Well, think about the AFC West, Tone. Everybody in the division is either 500 or above.
Yep.
So you may have that division being decided by week 17. And, well, because nobody, we're already halfway through the season, and nobody has pulled away in that division. Denver is 5-5. The Raiders are 5-4. The Chargers are 5-4. Kansas City is 6-4. So
it's the AFC. So the AFC West, right? right. 6-4. The Chiefs, like you said, the Chargers are 5-4. Vegas is 5-4. Denver 5-5.
Right.
We're forgetting about the AFC North, where you've got Baltimore at 6-3, Pittsburgh at 5-3, Cincinnati at 5-4, and Cleveland at 5-5. So you don't have a the worst is Cleveland at 500.
Right.
Those are two divisions that could either have one team in the playoffs or could have four teams in the playoffs or anything in between.
Unbelievable.
So with that being said, now we got to make our picks, and let's start where we are in the
AFC. Something's got to give.
So where do you are you sticking with your preseason predictions? Have you made?
I am tall because I haven't seen anything with the exception of what Tennessee has done. Right, with the exception of what Tennessee has done, they've got one of the best run defenses, and they've over the last 2 weeks, they've had one of the best run defenses and overall defenses in the game. So if Adrian Peterson, which I can't believe I'm talking about, 35-year-old Adrian Peterson, who's been solid.
It's 2011, isn't it?
No, it's not. You would have thought that it was, Tom. But we're talking about a dude that they called off the street, who looks like he's in phenomenal shape, by the way. But if they can continue to do what they're doing, they're the class of the AFC right now, right? So with them, and when I think about the rest of the AFC, you just mentioned it, Tone. Everybody is right here. So there's nobody that's, with the exception of Tennessee, there's nobody that's done this or done this. So I still stick with the Chargers in the AFC Championship. I had them in Buffalo in the AFC Championship game.
When the season started, I had Kansas City and Buffalo. I know that was a very safe pick. That was a safe pick because, hey, they were the class of the AFC coming in.
Mm-hmm.
My issue with your team with the Chargers is, and you know I have trust issues. Do I trust a second-year quarterback to lead a team to the AFC Championship game?
No, you don't.
And I don't. Do I trust the team who's leading the conference right now, Tennessee, without their best player? So now it's on the arm of Ryan Tannehill and the legs of, as you mentioned, 35-year-old Adrian Peterson and their defense. I understand, and their defense. Do I trust that? No. So who do I trust down the stretch? Well, I trust the best quarterback, and I trust the best coach.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well,
who's the best coach in the AFC? The best coach in the AFC? Well, it's probably in football. It's Bill Belichick. Mm-hmm. You're telling me if I would have told you 11 games into the season that the Patriots were, if we go by baseball standards, half a game behind the Bills, you probably wouldn't have believed me, because the Bills are 6-3, the Patriots are 6-4. I'm going with the Patriots.
Well,
winning the AFC East and playing in the AFC Championship game.
You and I had this conversation last night, as a matter of fact, Tone, that if I were to see the Patriots in the AFC Championship game, I would, as nuts as it sounds right now,
they're just always there, right?
It just, that's what it seems. It wouldn't surprise me. I wouldn't think, wow, the Patriots are in the AFC Championship. It would be more like, you know, where you guys been? Wow, because I hadn't seen you in a year. I hadn't seen you in 2 years. Yeah. You know, where you guys
been? It hasn't been that long, but obviously there's been a lot of changes.
The biggest change would be the one at quarterback, of course. But
did they make a change?
They did make a change at quarterback. Yes, they did.
Because it just looks like a younger version of the guy they had. I don't know.
It really does, Tone. And when you and I had this conversation 10 weeks ago, if you would have said to me, Jay, I got the Patriots in the AFC Championship, I would have taken these headphones off and I would have smashed this computer down and I would have been like, dude, do not call me again because this guy's an idiot. He has no idea what he's talking about whatsoever. But this is not unrealistic now.
It's not like, just think about it. Buffalo has looked inconsistent. Anytime you lose to the Jags, I'm sorry, that's a team that's not ready to kind of, if you're going to be a Super Bowl team, you need to stomp on the throats of lesser competition.
You got to beat the teams that you're supposed to beat. You have to win the game.
And if you go into those games, you know, lackadaisical and you lose, then that tells me something about you. Yeah. Now, is that a wake-up call? If you're a Bills fan, let's hope so.
Mm-hmm.
But am I trusting the Bills who've never, not to say never done it, but it's been a long time. It's been the 90s since they made it to a Super Bowl. Or do I trust Bill Belichick who, listen, has been there kind of every other year for the past 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going with him.
Yeah.
On the other side, who's the best quarterback? It looks like it's Patrick Mahomes again. We were worried there for a minute, but Listen, I still have a lot of questions about their defense.
I'm still sticking to my guns, Tom. I'm sticking to my guns.
Well, I had Kansas City day one.
I don't think they make the playoffs.
I had Kansas City day one. So Kansas City 6-4, like, and they lead the division after how they've played. Mm-hmm. Right, shame on, and I get it, but shame on Denver, the Raiders, and the Chargers, that they had an opportunity to take a 2-3-4 game lead on the Chiefs, which still is
run away with it,
and run away with it, and they did it. They didn't capitalize on it, and now it's like that guy. Like, unless you know those boxers that if you don't knock them out in the first round, you're in for a long, you know, you're going the distance with them.
Yeah. Well, you had a chance to finish him.
You had a chance to finish him and you didn't.
Chance to finish him.
So I'm going to stick with my preseason selection. I'm going to stick with Kansas City, but I'm going to replace the Bills. Mm-hmm. Can't believe I'm going to get, I cannot drive to Buffalo right now. They're going to kill me. I'm going to replace the Bills with the Patriots.
And wait a minute. Am I hearing this correctly? And the reason why I'm asking you this, because we had this discussion before week one, you had the Bills in the bowl game. You had the Bills in the bowl game, Tom.
They out. Listen, to be fluent, when you get new news, you can't believe in something. I always tell people, don't have a belief, because you remember that movie Dogma with Chris Rock?
Yes, sir.
Okay. He said, I can't believe I'm taking a line from this movie, but I almost live my life by this philosophy. Mm-hmm. So Chris Rock in Dogma says, when you have a belief in something, you believe in that so strongly that no matter what you know or learn or new information, it doesn't change.
Right.
Well, that makes you close-minded. For me, I say I have an idea. So I had an idea that the Bills were going to be in the Super Bowl. But as new information comes in, my ideas change and they grow and they evolve. And right now, it's the Patriots. So so we got the Patriots. So let's go to the NFC. So I'm trying to remember your pick. I think Bucks. I had Bucks and Packers, I think, in the championship game. Do you remember what your mm-hmm. was that yours was the same?
No, I had Tampa and I had the Rams.
And the Rams. Okay. Mm-hmm. So where are you today? Well, are you sticking with that as well?
I'm still sticking with Tampa. I am sticking with Tampa. However, I think
you got some new information.
Yes, I do have some new information. So I gotta come off the Rams. So mm-hmm. and I'm looking at what Arizona has been doing. I'm looking at what the 49ers have been doing. And I want you to just take a second, Tone, and I know it sounds nuts, but take a second and look at the 49ers schedule over the next six games. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Hey, this is why we're here. Let's do it. Yeah. So we got the 49ers.
All I'm going to say about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm assuming some big news is coming out here. So, all right. So they've got the Jags, the Vikings, the Seahawks, the Bengals, the Falcons, the Titans, the Texans, and then they end the season with the Rams. So in those seven games, there's at least, I think, four easy wins. Nothing's easy in the NFL, but probably five wins before that, like, you know, the Texans, the Falcons.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking five.
The Jags. Like, you have three games against the Jags, the Falcons, and the Texans. Right, which should be, you never know.
Right.
But those are teams that if you want to make a push for the playoffs, you got to stomp on those guys.
Here's the problem, though. The problem is that only equals nine wins. I don't think that's enough to get in. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think nine is enough to get in. It's going to take 10 wins minimum to get in, and I don't think nine is enough.
It's the Seahawks because it's divisional and the Titans. And then the Rams. So you got to assume those are the three games that they're going to have to go 2-1.
Yep.
In those games. Because the other four, I think they have. But then it's those other. Yeah. If they can go 2-1, if they can win out with the Falcons, the Texans, I'm forgetting one, Falcons, Texans, Jags, and the Bengals, if they can go 4-0 there and then go 2-1 against Tennessee, Seattle, and the Rams. They might be in it. So are you suggesting they're in it and they make a run to the NFC Championship game?
I wouldn't be surprised. However,
Is that a bit of a homer pick, though?
It's a huge homer pick. But if I'm going to be honest and I'm going to be realistic, Tone, and I can't believe I'm saying it, just like you can't believe that you were talking about Buffalo and coming off that. anything that can go wrong will go wrong. But I think that in this particular situation, it's going to be different. And I wouldn't be surprised if in January, in the NFC Championship game, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was hosting the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow.
I would not be surprised if Tampa was hosting the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC Championship game. That would not surprise me.
That is a surprise from you.
Yes, that would not surprise me if Tampa was hosting the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC Championship game. Because like I said, Tone, with the Cowboys, throughout the course of the last 25 years, anything that can go wrong will go wrong. However, in this particular situation, it seems like it's something different with this Cowboy team. And I would not be surprised if Tampa was hosting the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game this season. I would not be.
This is going to be very – what I'm about to say is going to be very matchup dependent. Because I could easily say, listen, I started off Green Bay, Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still – that I still think those are the two best teams. And that's not a knock against Arizona. It's just I still think – you know, I think Arizona's just, this is their first time. I haven't seen what they've done, right? Like this is, they're having a great season. I'm not knocking that, but I still think Green Bay and Tampa are the class of the NFC. Mm-hmm. So that being said, this is matchup dependent, which is why I'm kind of pulling it up. Cause I want to see if it were to end today, Arizona would play Carolina, Dallas would play New Orleans, Tampa would play the Rams. The second round, if all the favorites won, okay, would be Green Bay, Tampa, Arizona, Dallas. So I'm going to go again, this will might change because of the standing. I'm going to go Green Bay, Dallas in the NFC Championship. And let me take it a step further. I'm going to look into the camera here when I say this. Green Bay versus Dallas in the NFC Championship game. And as per usual, Aaron Rodgers will lose in the NFC Championship game. And Dallas Cowboys will be in the Super Bowl this year.
Uh-oh. Cowboys in the bowl game.
Cowboys in the bowl game.
Uh-oh.
Do you know what's going to happen to America's team if they make it to the Super Bowl?
The country getting shut down. It's just getting I'm telling you, the country is getting – if the Cowboys are in a bowl game, the country is getting shut down.
You will never hear the end of it for about 20 years.
Never. I'm gonna we the best team ever. We're gonna be in a bowl game every year for the next because Cowboy fans have
been every start of every season. The Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl.
13-3. They bounced in the divisional round. We're going to the Super Bowl next year. 12-4. They get smoked in the wild card game. You're going to the Super Bowl next year. Cowboy fans are the worst. It's not even close.
The only team that's equivalent in a different sport that I've ever seen. And, you know, being in Toronto, I have firsthand knowledge of this, is the Toronto Maple Leafs. They haven't won a Stanley Cup since 1967. They haven't won a Stanley Cup since 1967. And yet, you need to inherit season tickets. And every year, they're going to the Cup. I mean, they start the season off 5-0. They're planning the parade route. Like, it's... this team is not like 55. I don't think they've even been to the Stanley Cup finals. The closest I could think of is 93. They were in the conference championships and they lost in seven to Wayne Gretzky and the Kings. So I don't think they've even been to the, and correct me please in the comments if I'm wrong, correct me, I don't think they've even been to the Stanley Cup finals since 1967. So they haven't had a chance to win.
I thought it was the Canadians who were worse than Toronto.
Listen, the Montreal Canadian fan base might be crazier, but they've won enough and been more successful throughout the year. That's what we've got. So Lau, my favorite part. Let me flip over here because we got to track this. Let's make our picks. Here we go. Let me pull this up. We're gonna start obviously on. Let me ask you, as I bring this up, the Thursday night game, there's a lot of people that just don't want Thursday night football anymore. What's your take on Thursday night football?
To be honest with you, Tone, I'm not a big fan of Thursday night. Football is played on Sunday. I wouldn't mind Friday. Friday wouldn't.
Well, Friday, listen, the one thing I love, and for any CFL fans out there listening, I sent like a really long letter to the CFO of the CFL. This was before COVID because they had to shut down for COVID because the CFL is based on ticket sales. Like that's their main source of revenue. It's not TV deals like every other sport.
Right.
And because of that, they needed income streams. And I said, guys, like the one thing that I don't know about the CFL, you guys play on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays. I go to all over the place. Mm-hmm. And I said, the one thing I loved for the decade that I lived down south was I knew that Fridays was high school. And I'd go to the local high school, watch the football. Saturday was college. Sunday was the NFL. Mm-hmm. And then you had one showcase game on Monday night. That's right. I go, that's what you need to build here is build that culture of, you know, families going, like if you want to rebuild the CFL, families going to these CFL games on Sundays. They watch it together on Sundays at home, whatever the case may be. Like that was step one. There was a lot of steps in my survival package, but that was step one.
My neighbor, Tone, is a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Every Sunday they have their – I don't think it's a what is that called when they barbecuing and tailgate. No, every Sunday and they get people over the house and it's an event every Sunday. Every Sunday, exactly what you said. If it's Friday, we know that every Friday, Toronto was playing against Vancouver. We know that, and that's Friday night football. So
yeah, exactly. There needs to be that consistency, I think. So, yeah, man, anyways, so I'm not a big fan of Thursday. I don't think the games are good. I think the short week, you know, hurts the teams. But anyways, we don't really have a – I don't think this is going to be a close game. But we have the Patriots and the Falcons.
The way the Patriots have been rolling, I think that they handle Atlanta. Atlanta's offense has been way too inconsistent for me. And
the pass defense is just getting better every week.
It's just getting better every week. So I'm going to go with New England with this in this game.
Not many people, I think, are picking Atlanta. So we'll see. The Bears haven't faced one mobile quarterback this season. So they don't really have a game plan. And they got a tough matchup against the Ravens this week coming off an embarrassing loss to Miami.
Yeah. I think that Lamar Jackson gets it together, and I think he gets that group together. That group goes as he goes, and it didn't help last Thursday when he played bad. He didn't play good. He played really bad, and that group goes as he goes, and I think that he gets it together this week, and I think that they handle Chicago.
One of the staples of Chicago defense has been stopping the run. It doesn't matter what year, doesn't matter their record. They always seem to be really good against the run. And then they have difficulty with big plays and with passing. However, this season, they've not been good against the run. And when you have Lamar Jackson, you need to worry about the run because he's going to run. However, I'm not picking against my Bears.
Of course you're not.
So we got Bengals and Raiders, both 5-4.
I was big on Cincinnati before the season started, Tone, and I'm sticking with them. They've been up and down. Jamar Chase and Joe Burrow, I think they get it together this week. I think Joe Mixon gets more involved in the offense than he was the week before. And I think that they beat the Raiders.
I was really high on the Raiders. I think Derek Carr is one of the most underappreciated quarterbacks in the NFL. Like when you look at his numbers, he's just a much better quarterback than people give him credit for. I'm not saying he's a great elite quarterback. What I'm saying is everyone thinks he's trash and he's not. He's on the positive side of average. Right. That being said, I thought the John Gruden thing would bring the team together, and it started to, but now I think there's just too much with Ruggs and some other things. So I think we're going to kind of see – they're going to be that team, I think, that you see fall off in the second half of the season. So I got the Bengals as well. Move to the – what? Who are the Colts? The Colts and the Bills. 5-5 Colts, 6-3 Bills. Bills are 7-point favorites. Are they back? They had a rough couple of weeks there.
The thing about the Colts is not only are they Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Tone, the Colts are that team where if you turn on the TV and found out that they scored 55 points, you wouldn't be surprised. But if you found out that they got shut out, you still wouldn't be surprised. That's pretty accurate. Yeah. So this is who the Colts are because that quarterback situation there, Carson Wentz, he looks like Roger Staubach, and then he looks like you know, Roger Smith. So I don't know what to do with this guy exactly. But I do think that, you know, with their running game, I think that they get back on track this week. And I think that they beat Buffalo.
I thought I was going to be like making this really hot take by taking the Colts because this is going to help my narrative. Mm-hmm. The Bills lose. The Bills lose. Let's try that again. The Bills lose. The Patriots win. Mm-hmm. And now the Patriots are sitting atop the AFC East, mm-hmm. which falls exactly into my narrative. So yeah, I have Indy as well. I think we've been sleeping. I think people are starting to wake up to Jonathan Taylor.
Mm-hmm. One of the best running backs in the game, no doubt.
And I still don't know, you know, it's really interesting. Carson Wentz, like you said, Carson Wentz, teams take on the personality of their quarterback.
They do.
Jekyll and Hyde. The team's Jekyll and Hyde.
Yes, they are.
So, but I think Jonathan Taylor's that kind of balancing kind of person, the thing that kind of keeps them level and does it.
They came to San Francisco, Tony, and shoved the ball down our throat in the rain. In the rain, he ran for over 100 yards. So I'm not surprised at anything that Jonathan Taylor does.
Yeah, I think people are starting to wake up to Jonathan Taylor. Mm-hmm. This game, listen, it for all intents and purposes should be a win, but I still don't trust him. So you got the 0-8-1. No longer no wins. Now they're winless. It's change the narrative. The Lions and the Browns, 5-5. Browns are favored by 11.5. If you're betting, Take the Lions. I was right last week. Remember I said take the Lions with the points last week?
You did say that.
Take the Lions with the points again this week. I think 11.5. I think the Browns win, but I think it's closer than 11 points. I think they put a scare into them.
I would take the points, but that was the closest Detroit was going to get to a win last week. That was it.
So you're going Cleveland?
Last week was the closest that they were going to get to a win. That was it.
In that case, I'm changing my pick. Because this is how much I lack the trust of Butter Mayfield.
Here we go.
ESPN, by the way, finally jumping on my bandwagon and saying, oh, the problem in Cleveland is Baker. They need a new quarterback. Did you hear that last week? I've been saying it for 10 weeks. Finally, somebody listened. So I'm going to go with Detroit. They got close last week. They crossed the line this week. They upset the Browns, and they get their first and only win of the season. Houston, listen, if I do this every week, eventually I'll be right. I'll be like, I told you, Detroit won the game. All right, Houston Texans, Tennessee Titans. I think the Titans just keep rolling.
Yes,
I do. And they roll over the Titans.
I think they handle them, absolutely. A division game, they can't, they won't. I don't think that they get a misstep here. I think that they handle Houston this week, no doubt.
I do think, too, this is going to be the game that's going to trick everybody. Right, I think Adrian Peterson has a big game, and everyone's like, "Oh wow, he's back!" No, this is going to be the biggest game of the season for him. Yeah,
relax, guys.
Green Bay, Minnesota, divisional game: the 8-2 Packers against the 4-5 Minnesota Vikings. Mm-hmm. In Minnesota, 1.5-point favorites on the road. Packers, interesting.
I'm taking Green Bay in this. Aaron Rodgers has fared pretty well against Minnesota, so. It's not just Minnesota, just in that division. And this is a big game. We all know who Kirk Cousins is. So I'm taking Green Bay, and I'm taking the points.
I hate when Green Bay's good because then I got to pick them. They're going to win this game. They're going to win the division. Like I said, they're going to be in the NFC Championship game. However, and here's why I hate saying this, by the way. I don't know if you know this, but I believe it's 4 games all time in the history of professional football. And I know some people think this, the NFL football did not start the year the Super Bowl started.
No, it did not.
So for real historians like myself, do you know what team has won the most games in NFL history?
The team that has won the most games in NFL history, I think it's the Chicago Bears.
It is the Chicago Bears. You're absolutely correct. The only problem is the Packers are 4 games behind them. And the way it's looking, they're going to catch them this season. And every Packer fan that I know has been telling me that. And I said, well, yeah, the only good news is this is Aaron Rodgers' last season. And if he leaves, we're going to catch up. So that being said, the Packers, the Packers over the Vikings, I think for sure. The Dolphins, oh, man. The 3-7 Dolphins against the 2-7 Jets. It's a divisional game. I'm thinking Miami.
I'm taking Miami.
I'm taking. You know what?
I'll take Miami in this game.
Who's starting a quarterback for the Jets?
Mike White.
Is it Mike White again?
Mike White.
Wow, his glass slipper just shattered last week, didn't it?
In a million pieces. It didn't crack, Tone, or break. It just in a million pieces.
If I'm the Jets, don't you start? Do you start the Johnson? I forget his first name, Jalen Johnson, or I don't want to say his name. Just to see.
I think the Jets are in a position where.
Oh no! No, Flacco's starting this week.
Yes, Flacco.
Flacco's starting this week. Yes. Oh, I'm going with Miami then.
I forgot. I thought Mike White was the guy. No,
Flacco. They did announce. Yeah, Flacco starting this week. Mm-hmm. I think the better battle than Miami and the Jets this week is going to be Rex Ryan versus Robert. The coaching battle. Who coached the Jets worse? Flip a coin. All right, Saints. Sorry to all the Jets fans. JETS just as Jets. Saints and Eagles. The Eagles are starting to play better football.
They are starting to play better football, and I was very disappointed in Denver not handling them last week. And they got their quarter. New Orleans has a quarterback situation because Jameis is out. If Jameis was playing, I'd give them a much better shot. But because Jameis isn't playing, I got to go with Philadelphia this weekend.
I'm in a bit of a predicament in my fantasy. One of my fantasy football leagues, because I play in many. I'm in a 2QB league, and I had gotten so many kind of issues that basically I had to play Ben Roethlisberger, and Roethlisberger's now out with COVID. So last week I picked up Mason Rudolph. Not too bad. This week I'm rolling with Seaman. Mm-hmm. Seaman? What's his? Yeah. I feel like I'm saying this.
Trevor Siemian.
I love when we do it. That's going to be on the blooper reel. All right. Trevor Siemian of the New Orleans Saints. I'm rolling with Siemian and the Saints to beat the Eagles. Yes, I'm going to have to edit. Actually, you know what? I'm not editing it out. I'm leaving that in. Washington, after beating the Bucks, now going up against Carolina. Carolina, mm-hmm. all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. Cam might be back. Superman's back in the building.
They got a different energy, Tone, in Carolina. Don't and they? I like it. They got a different energy going on down there, and I like what they're doing. So I think that I'm going to go with Carolina. I think the Carolina's going to go on a run. It wouldn't surprise me if they did.
I think, like I said earlier, I think that was Washington's Super Bowl, getting that playoff, revenge, I guess, for that playoff loss. I always find it funny when people, it's a revenge for last year's playoff loss. No. No regular season game is revenge for losing in the playoffs. Trust me, 100 out of 100 people would take the playoff win versus the regular season win.
You lose in the playoffs, your season ends. Spot.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that was Washington's Super Bowl, though. However, I think the Panthers keep rolling with that newfound energy. Mm-hmm. I know where you're going with this one, and I agree with you. I think the 49ers roll over the Jags.
I don't think them. I don't think we smoked them, Tone. No, I don't. But I do think we handle them. No doubt about that. My team has been really good in Florida over the last couple of years. We've been really good in Florida. So I think we handle shit. I think we handle Jacksonville. Plus 10.
You know, I just picked these two teams to be in their respective AFC and NFC division games, championship games, and now they got to play each other. Cowboys and Chiefs. Could be a Super Bowl preview.
Yes, it could be a Super Bowl preview. And I like what Dallas has been doing. They've gotten themselves back on track. And I think that they handle Kansas City this weekend. I think Dak is getting back in the groove. I think that offense is getting back in the groove. That defense has gotten better. Especially, I think they wanted to make a statement, especially after they got smoked by Denver the way they did. So I think that they handle Kansas City this weekend.
You could see 40, 50 points aside in this game. And I think the Chiefs kind of put their stamp on we're back by winning a really high scoring game against Dallas. It's gonna be close, but I think it also helps again. So then Dallas will be 7-3, Chiefs will be 7-4. So I'm gonna go with the Chiefs in a really high scoring game. Cardinals and Seahawks. Do we know if Kyler Murray's back for this one?
We don't know if he's back yet. No, we don't. But
so this one's gonna be tough to pick, but let's assume he's not back.
Okay. Then they're going with Colt McCoy, and I'm taking a page out of your book. I don't care if Seattle is 1-10 or if they're 10-1. They could be rolling. Arizona comes to town, they're getting smoked.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I think you're right. I think Arizona, I think Arizona wins in Seattle, which I can't believe I'm saying that because they've got Russ back. I know they got shut out in Green Bay, but I think there's some rust there. But they got Russ back, DK, Lockett. Like, I still think they lose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're not a – it's not that they're a talented football team. I don't think they're a very good football team this year.
That's the difference.
Pete Carroll is, you know, he's going to have to do something to get these guys going. I don't think his job's at risk, but I don't think he's done a good job this year with them. Steelers and Chargers. So the 5-3. I can't believe the Steelers tied. Well, I guess without Ben, maybe. But Steelers 5-3-1. Chargers 5-4. Chargers get off the schneid.
I do. I think they get back on track this week. And I don't think that they get back on track in dramatic fashion, but I do think that they get back on track this week. Ben had a week off, and I think he's going to have some rust. So I think that the Chargers get back on track this week.
Every time I've picked the Chargers, every time, and I've picked them 4 times this season, they've lost.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go. So I don't want to be wrong. So I'm gonna pick. I'll probably be wrong because I'm gonna go with Pittsburgh. I think there's something with the Chargers right now. They don't look as. It's so weird. They look so good last year. They started off the season looking really good. Mm-hmm. Now that I don't know how you lose your sync, but they seem out of sync. The Monday Nighter, we're going to start with an end this week with two really bad games. You've got Atlanta and the Patriots on Thursday, and then you got the Bucks and the Giants. The Bucks, Tom Brady and the Bucks, specifically Tom Brady coming off a loss.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that for the other team.
And I don't like it for the Giants neither, but the Giants have actually been competitive against Tampa. And I don't think that – I'm not saying that Tampa's not going to win this game because I think that they're going to win, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than what people think.
Okay, I could see that. I could see it being closer, but I don't think the Bucs lose again to another NFC East opponent in back-to-back weeks. I don't think.
No.
So we'll see how right we are. Mm-hmm. So we picked a lot – we picked pretty much the games that we picked different – were Chicago, Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
Detroit, and Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
New Orleans, Philadelphia, Kansas City, Dallas, Pittsburgh, and the Chargers. So okay. 5 games. So we'll be interesting to see how that turns out. And that's it for this week of Fluent and Chill NFL Edition.
Yes, sir.
We'll talk to you next week.
Until then, take it light, but take it.
Get the full Sports Fluent Anthony K and Friends experience. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at sports_fluent. What does it mean to be truly fluent? Support us today for exclusive content, direct one-on-one chats, answers to your questions, and best of all, every quarter, a lucky supporter will be chosen to appear on Sports Fluent and receive some great swag from Boardwalk Los Angeles. How can you support us? Go to anchor.fm/sports-fluent/support.